We're doing Sefer Maasiyot, and we were in the middle of the story. Rabbi Akiva was walking, and he saw the man naked, dark as coal, carrying a heavy load of wood, and he's running like a horse. And Rabbi Akiva decrees, he says to him, "Stand your ground. What are you working so hard for? Are you a slave? Let me talk to your master. How can he make you work that way? What's going on here?" And the man says, "I'm dead. Don't you know I'm every day I carry wood?" And he says to him, "What'd you do in this world?" He says, "I was a judge. I was wealthy, and I used to play favorites with the wealthy, kill the poor." He says, "Do you know if there's any way we could get you out of your lot?" And he says, "Please don't detain me. They might get very upset at me if I'm detained at all. But I heard that there's one thing that's an impossibility. If I had a son who would stand in the congregation and say, 'Baruch Hashem Mevorach,' and they'd answer, 'Amen Yehesh Mei Rabba Mevorach,' so they'd let me free. And I didn't leave a child in the world. I left my wife pregnant. I don't know if she had a boy. And if she had a boy, who's going to teach him Torah? Because no one loves me in the world." And at that moment, Rabbi Akiva accepted upon himself to go and find out that the woman have a boy, and that he would teach him Torah, and he'd stand before the congregation. He said to him, "What's your name?" The man replies, "My name is Akiva." "What's your wife's name?" He says, "Shushan Buz." "What's the name of the city you come from?" "Ludkia." And Rabbi Akiva right away was very sad. He started asking around, started working to find where the man lives. And when he came to the city of Ludkia, he asked, "Who over here knows Akiva the judge?" They said, "Akiva, let his bones rot, let them be ground to dust." He says, "Where's his son?" They said, "His son, no one even circumcised him. Even the mitzvah of milah he hasn't had." Rabbi Akiva took the boy and circumcised him, sat him down, and tried to teach him Torah. And the kid didn't learn a word. Rabbi Akiva tried teaching him, and he got nowhere. What's he to do? He wants to help the man out, but the child won't learn. And he tries, and he tries, and nothing works. And Rabbi Akiva stands and fasts for 40 days. And a heavenly voice came out and said, "Rabbi Akiva, you're fasting over him." Rabbi Akiva said, "Master of the world, I'm setting him up before you. I'm trying to set him up to serve you." And right away, Hashem opened his heart, and Rabbi Akiva taught, and he learned. And he started learning Torah and Kriya Shema and benching. And Rabbi Akiva stood him up before the congregation, and he said, "Baruch Hashem Amvorach." And they answered, "Baruch Hashem Amvorach Lolam Va'ed." And they let the man out of his bondage, out of his suffering. And the man came to Rabbi Akiva in a dream. Hashem Shimcha Leolam, Hashem Zichacha Ledor V'Dor. And that's how the Sefer Maasiyot concludes the story. The story happened, the following story happened in the days of King Solomon. There were three men who were traveling. And it was Friday afternoon. And they said, "Let's go hide our money." They went and hid their money, and then they went for Shabbos. But one of them snuck back and stole everyone's money. On Matzei Shabbos, they wanted to continue traveling. They went back to the place they hid their money, and their money was gone. So one pointed to the other and said, "You stole it." Another one said, "You stole it." And they're standing there squabbling. They went before Shlomo HaMelech and told him the story. And when Shlomo HaMelech heard the story, he was saddened. He said, "If I don't judge them, then Israel will say, I'm not smart, that I've lost it. What am I supposed to do? We have no witnesses." So Shlomo decided he has to figure out a way to give them an answer and to catch them in their own words. Shlomo said to himself, "If I tell them take a vow, so then two are taking a vow for nothing, and one will swear falsely. What am I supposed to do?" So he said, "Come back in the morning, I'll judge you." The next morning they came. So Shlomo said to them, "You people are smart merchants. And you guys know what's fair and justice. I want you to help me judge the following case. There were a young couple, a young boy and a young girl, and they were in love with one another. And the boy said to her, "Promise me that if I engage you, we'll get engaged. And if not, anyone else that tries to engage you, you'll refuse unless you get my permission." And so each one promised to the other that they wouldn't get engaged to anyone else without permission. Now time passed, and the girl went and got engaged to someone else. Came the wedding night, and the girl said, "I'm not marrying you till you get permission from that guy, because this is what I promised him." So the man took gold and silver to go and try and convince the other guy. They came together, the couple, and she said to the young man, "I promised you, if you want, here's the money, and set me free so I could get married." And the young man replied, this is where we'll pick up, Bezat Hashem, next time. Come on, you get it.